You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. Do you feel stuck at your current income level, but ready for so much more? In this episode, I share with you how to get unstuck and close the gap between where you are and where you want to be. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this show, online business coach and self-made millionaire Sabrina Philip shows you how to do entrepreneurship your way. She moved to Bali with $800 in her bank account and just 1 year later had scaled her business to seven figures. Sabrina has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Goldcast, and Cosmopolitan. Using her signature, intentional, manageable, profitable framework, Sabrina helps women make millions online. Currently traveling the world, tune in each week as she reveals the best tips, tricks, and strategies for creating the intentional life and business of your dreams. Here's your host, Sabrina Philip.
Welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you how to get unstuck and hit your next level. So sometimes it feels like there is this huge gap between where you are and where you want to be. And maybe you even feel like you really, really identify with that next level. And maybe you've been told that if you can see it and visualize it and embody it, then you are going to be there. And you're not, and it feels confusing and frustrating and disappointing. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you how to get unstuck, how to close that gap, and how to hit your next level. So the first thing, which is going to be frustrating, and maybe you're going to want to punch me in the face when I say this, but stick with me. Stop making it wrong that you are where you are. So sometimes I have clients who come to me and they make it seem and feel so bad that they are where they are. So maybe let's say you're making $10,000 a month and you want to make $100,000 a month, and you start telling yourself stories about how you aren't good enough and your brand isn't strong enough and you're never going to figure it out and you're just not as smart as the other people or not as pretty as the other people or whatever the story is. When you make it so wrong that you are where you are, I have found that you're going to stay there a lot longer, because the thing that's going to get you out of that is compassion, grace, excitement, and gratitude for the level that you're at. So a lot of times people feel so disappointed that they're not at their next goal. But the thing I want you to remember is that there was a time where you dreamed of being where you are now. So if you're in your online business journey and right now you're making $5,000 a month and you're feeling disappointed that you're not making $20,000 a month, please remember that there was a time that you were making $0 a month. Please remember that there are hundreds of millions of people who would love to make $5,000 a month, to not have to work 40, 60, 80 hours a week, who would love to set their own schedules, who would love to be able to pick their kids up at 3 p.m. every day. You dreamed of being where you are. And we get into this kind of terrible cycle of every time we set a bigger goal, we then feel upset and disappointed about where we are now. And I think we need to reframe the way we feel, the way we view, and the way we feel about goals. Goals should be expanders and things to stretch into. It shouldn't be about looking at how big that gap is and then making yourself feel bad and feel wrong. So you have to inject a lot of gratitude and a lot of excitement into the level that you're at now, wherever that might be. Whether that's 5K a month, 10K a month, 100K a month, $1 million a month, you have to get super excited about where you are right now if you want to move through this level and kind of keep growing and expanding into it. But I think otherwise you're just going to stay stuck until you can find some level of gratitude and honoring for the version of you that made that happen. The second thing I would also say at the same time is, while you should be really excited and grateful and not making yourself wrong for where you are, you also need to stop identifying with the stuckness. So I have a lot of clients who will come to me and they say, I'm stuck. I'm in a plateau. I'm stuck. I don't know how to get to my next level. I can't figure it out. I'm stuck. I keep making the same amount. I always make $18,000 a month. I never make $20,000 a month. I'm always just under. And there becomes this huge identification with the stuckness. And if your identity is wrapped around being stuck, you are going to find ways to stay stuck, because that is what your identity is telling you who you are. So be grateful for where you are, but don't be so identifying with being stuck. So I think language is going to be really important here, of more so, I'm growing, I'm improving, I'm in process, I'm getting the thing that I want. So really starting to identify with where you're going is really essential. And so I think this is where sometimes the breakdown happens, where you might be saying, well, I don't identify with my current level. Like, I see myself as where I want to go. I see myself making 100K a month. But people say that, but they don't really mean that. And the way that you can kind of tell is, are you embodying the level that you want to be at? So if you want to be making $100,000 a month, if you want to be making $1 million a year, but you are never posting on social media, you're never investing in business mentorship, you are not prioritizing your personal brand, you are not showing up for your clients in the way that you need to be, if you are not embodying the actions of your next level, then it doesn't really sound like you are doing those things. It doesn't really sound like you actually are aligning with that seven-figure version of yourself. A lot of times people are aligned with the money in the sense that they will say, I want $1 million. I can make $1 million. I want $100,000. I want $500,000. But they don't actually want to run $1 million business or a $500,000 business or a six-figure business. And those are two very different things. So just to give you a story here, when I had my first $500,000 launch back in November 2017, it was not ever intended to be a $500,000 launch. The way it happened is we sold out on day one and it was a $250,000 launch. And so my mindset then became, okay, how do I hold space for twice as many people? Because I decided to open a second pod for that program. And that's how it became a $500,000 launch, because we essentially doubled the number of people that I took into that program. So I wasn't ever thinking, how do I go make 500K? I was thinking, how do I hold space for that many clients? How do I make sure I have enough co-coaches to support me in that? What systems do I need in place to make that happen? How can I set up my schedule so that I'm really present for those clients? So those were the conversations I was having with myself. It was, how do I hold that level of responsibility, that level of wealth, that level of client care? How can I be the person that holds that? Because the person who holds that is going to get compensated in that way. And I think too many people are so focused on the money number that they don't have that feels 10 steps away that they're not holding what they have now. And they're definitely not trying to hold the thing that they would have 10 steps away, right? So you have to stop identifying with this stuckness and telling yourself that you're so stuck and it's never going to move and it's never going to change. Because when that happens, one, you're really ungrateful for what you have now. So we need to reframe that. But two, you're definitely not doing anything to hold more and more and more. And it's not about taking on more responsibility or doing more work, but it's also about you should be willing to do that, in my opinion, right? So for example, I will sometimes have clients come to me and they will say something like, I want to make $100,000 a month, but I don't want to do sales calls and they're currently making $15K a month. Okay, so you want to make an extra $85,000 a month, but you're not willing to do sales calls and you're not willing to do ads and you're not willing to do launches and you're not willing to do funnels. So what are you willing to do? And again, it's not about they have to do more and more and more, but there has to be a willingness to go all in to get the thing that you want. You won't have to do every idea that ever pops into your head, but you better believe that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make that happen. I was willing to do whatever it took to hold space for twice as many clients. And because I created that container, it then became easy for me energetically to fill it, because the conversation in my head wasn't, will I get the clients? Won't I get the clients? The conversation was, how do I hold space for the clients? How do I make sure that the program works? So if you want to get unstuck and if you want to close the gap between where you are and where you want to be, the conversations that you want to be having with yourself really need to get a lot bigger, right? So let's say your goal is to double your income. Stop telling yourself, I'm stuck. I don't know how to do it. What am I going to do? Money, money, money. Big, too small of a conversation. Your conversation needs to expand. It is, how do I invest in myself at that level? What team members do I need to have in place at that level? What is my mindset going to look like at that level? How am I showing up at that level? What is the willingness that I have to show up for getting the thing that I want? And once you start to have those conversations with yourself and start to have those reflections, then you can start taking action as if, right? Because the person who takes action like a six-figure business owner, the actions look very different compared to the person who is taking action as a seven-figure business owner, right? It's two very different things. And just to give you some practical examples of that, to make six figures, you can do that pretty easily, I would say, with about one offer, zero team members, and you could maybe post once a day, maybe twice a day, and you'll have a six-figure business pretty easily. If you want to have a seven-figure business, you're going to have multiple team members, you're going to have a diverse product suite, you're going to need to have some sort of automated lead generation machine, you're going to need to have some sort of way to convert prospective clients into paying customers. Like, you need to have a lot of processes around that. So there's just so much more going on, and it doesn't mean that you need to go do a bunch of things that are irrelevant, right, to your business. It needs to be strategic and thoughtful, right? Intentional, manageable, profitable. But you also get to have team members to support you in that. And you get to have business mentors who support you in that. So you have to take the action as the person that you want to be. If you're taking action like a six-figure business owner, you're going to get a six-figure business. If you're taking action like a seven-figure business owner, you're going to get a seven-figure business. But if you then start to get frustrated because it's like, well, Sabrina, I posted on social media every day and I didn't make $1 million. Okay, Sally, how long did you post for? 3 weeks. What? You posted for 3 weeks and you didn't make $1 million and you're mad? Like, that's the other thing that I would say really you want to reframe if you're feeling frustrated that you're not where you want to be. I think timelines mess people up so much because they're so mad and upset and disappointed that they don't have the thing that they want in this arbitrary timeline. And I think that this is just such a toxic thing the coaching industry has facilitated, where we're so focused on monthly income goals and people go into this rat race every month where they start the first of the month at $0 and then they just compete with everyone around them to make as much money as possible. And I did say with everyone around them, because very rarely are people competing with themselves, let's be honest. They're competing with everyone else because they want to make a post saying how much money they made that month. But that is like the totally wrong conversation, point of focus that you want to be having with yourself, right? You want to be thinking so much bigger. And frankly, it doesn't matter if it takes you 1 month or 4 months to hit 10K months, you still hit 10K months. So you have to release the timeline a little bit. You start to get frustrated when you have that timeline holding on so tightly that it's just not able to manifest, right? You just start to look at the world with a really negative lens of, I'm stuck, this isn't working, I don't have the money I want to make, I suck, everyone around me is doing so many better, cooler, more awesome things. And that lens is really bad for your mindset. It's really bad for attracting clients. It's going to affect the way that you show up. It's going to affect the energy of your posts. It's going to affect everything. So you have to have that lens of gratitude and excitement and energy and identifying with where you're going, taking action as if, and really just visualizing and deciding that it's already done. If you knew that it was already done, it really wouldn't matter if it was going to take a month or 2 months or a year or 2 years or whatever the number is. If you know in your bones and in your core that it's already done, then the mental game of will it happen, will it not happen, will stop. And I think that's where so many clients will also start to trip themselves up a bit. And that's where the gap just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, is because they're totally slowing themselves down, devoting all of their mental energy to figuring out whether or not it's possible for them to hit their desired income goal or their desired business goal. You have to decide that it's already done. That's like a whole separate conversation to how is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? That stuff literally doesn't matter. You decide that it's done. You show up as if, you take action, you keep going no matter what. And I think this is where a lot of people start to get frustrated and slow down, because they're just so upset that they don't have the thing that they want, that they don't do anything at all. And I'll have clients come to me, or potential clients come to me, and usually what will happen is they'll latch on to like one thing that they think will blow up their business. So it might be audience growth. So let's say a client comes and like, how do I grow my audience? How do I grow my audience? And I might answer the question 10 different times. And of course, this entire time that I've answered for months and months and months about how do I grow my audience, they haven't actually done anything to grow their audience, because they're mad that they have to grow their audience and they're mad that they're where they are instead of where they want to be. So they're just kind of mad, right? They're not taking action. They're not posting at all. And then let's say they did take action. Let's say, okay, I'm going to go all in audience growth. I'm going to do the thing. Why isn't it working? I've been doing this for 3 weeks. Because you've been doing it for 3 weeks, right? I think a lot of times the internet also trips us up when you see all of these quote unquote overnight success stories. They're never overnight success stories, right? I shared in an episode previously that I did 800K in the DMs in 2 weeks and that I hadn't done a sales call in over a year, but I did sales calls every single week for 5 years prior to that, right? So it's not that overnight I just decided to stop doing sales calls. I had been doing sales calls for 5 years. I had a huge audience. I had put in a ton of work to get to the point where I could make that transition. And there is still the willingness to do sales calls. I am willing to do that. I don't need to do that anymore in my business. So I'm releasing that kind of strategy and plan, and it just doesn't make sense for where I am right now. But I'm willing to do whatever it takes. So you have to be willing. You have to be grateful. You have to stop identifying with being so stuck. And if you think that you're identifying with where you want to be, but your actions don't match that, then there is a disconnect. There has to be alignment in thoughts and in deeds. Both of those pieces have to be in place. You have to surrender the timeline. And this might sound really annoying. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, maybe you want to punch me in the face. But the irony, the beautiful irony in all of this is that when you get grateful for where you are, when you surrender the timeline, when you're willing to do whatever it takes, when you show up as if, that is when you will hit your next level. That is when you will close the gap and get unstuck. That is the moment that everything changes. And the reason why is because you have now changed, right? Previously, you were so all up in your stuff. You were so all up in your separateness from you and your goal. You were so frustrated and unhappy with where you were that when you release that, you change. You have now become the version of yourself that is at that next level. And for some people, the process starts again. I'm at my new level, but I now want to be making twice as much money. And then the whole process repeats. For some people, you get unhappy. You think you need to be making more than you actually are. You get frustrated. We need to enjoy running our businesses. We need to enjoy the fruits of our labor. We need to be grateful for where we are. And I want you to hit your next level. I want you to quantum leap. I want you to have all of those things. And I also want you to just be really present for your life and your business and enjoy that. Because I can tell you, I've been doing this over six years now. If you hate your business, you will not have a business. So if you want to keep closing that gap, if you want to keep getting unstuck, if you want to keep expanding and growing and doing all of the things, enjoy the ride. That's my biggest piece of advice. Enjoy the ride. Stop identifying with your separateness and your stuckness and align your thoughts and your actions with that next level version of yourself. I remember when I started my business, I was featured in Forbes in August 2017. And in that article, I talked about how I showed up as a six-figure business owner before I even had one. So I remember when I started my business, you know, for the first couple of months, like most people, I struggled. And then I started another business and I was doing really, really well. And I then one day I took out a huge piece of paper and I started writing down all of these really successful six and seven figure business owners. And I was writing, what are the common things that they were all doing? And so I wrote down, you know, here's their marketing strategy, here's their product suite, here's what they charge. And I had all of this information and I started highlighting and circling the commonality. So what are all of these people doing that I'm not doing? And those were the things that I started doing. So back then, Facebook Lives were a brand new feature to Facebook and not many people were doing them because they felt shy and they felt embarrassed. So I decided I'm going to start doing Facebook Lives. And I think I was doing them maybe two or three times a week at one point. Eventually, I got it down to once a week, but I was always getting on camera. I saw that a lot of these people were having really strong, unique visual brands. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. I saw that there was a pattern of having really unique frameworks and methodology. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have that. So I got super clear on what are people doing who have what I want to have that I'm not, and how can I go do that? And I aligned myself with that mentality. I stepped into that mentality when I made decisions on, am I going to invest in this? I remember one of the first big expenses I had was I hired someone to write a sales page and design a sales page. And I think I maybe spent $3,000, $3,500 on that project, something like that. And that felt like a huge amount of money. And it was. But I knew that the version of me that had that successful launch and that big business had that sales page. So I was willing to do whatever it took to have the money to pay for the sales page. And I knew that that was going to get me more of what I wanted. So that was where I put my attention. That was where I put my energy. I really showed up as the version of myself who had the thing that I wanted. And I got it so much faster than I ever could have imagined. I went from zero to a million in 9 months in my coaching business. And that is because I kept showing up as that next level. And I was never feeling frustrated with, wow, I can't believe I only made $65,000 this month. Boo. Like, what? That's amazing. And I think it's just important to keep restating that wherever you are, amazing. If you have an online business yet, but you listen to this podcast because you're thinking about starting one, that is amazing. The fact that you're even considering starting an online business, there's probably a version of you who never even thought that was possible, who thought that you just had to go work for the family business, or you had to be in corporate, or you had to do whatever. Wherever you are is amazing. And when you own that and get excited about that, that energy and excitement and momentum is going to carry you forward into your next level. So have gratitude for where you are while still aligning and moving and shifting toward that next level version of yourself. When you know that it's already done, when you fully embody that next level version of yourself, that is when the gap closes. The reason why there is a gap is because there is a disconnect between what you say you want and how you're showing up. That is why there is a gap. There is a lack of willingness. There is a lack of gratitude. There is a lack of excitement. And there is this belief that you are where you are and it sucks and you're stuck. When you can shift that and move that, that is when the gap closes. And it's because you change, your perspective changes, your willingness changes, your actions change, everything about you changes. And so there's no other option but for your circumstances to change and your business to change and your income to change. So if you want to change your income, you need to change yourself. That is what you need to get super clean in alignment. And when you do, that is when you're going to hit your next level. That is what a quantum leap is, right? It's not about, oh, I wanted $1 million and I wish for it, so I made it. It's I became the $1 million version of myself, right? It's a process of becoming. It's not always about doing. It's not always about thinking. It's not always about strategizing. There has to be an internal shift. And when you change, there's no other option but for the circumstances around you to change. You decide, you move first, the universe will catch up. She always does. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. We release new episodes each and every week, so make sure to hit subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. If you're a woman entrepreneur and you want to work with me to scale your business to 6, 7, or even 8 figures, send me a message because I'm currently accepting new clients. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I'll see you next week.